Hey, everybody. It's on the Charlie Kirk Show. Joe Biden doesn't resign the presidency, but he says he's not running for re-election. What he didn't say is the most noteworthy. And we dissect a Kamala Harris advertisement word for word. This is going to be political trench warfare. It is going to be historic. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. As always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application, type in Charlie Kirk Show. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Last evening, Joe Biden, the lame duck president, addressed the nation. Joe Biden looked to the camera and read prepared remarks for about 15 minutes, going through the same sort of talking points. There was nothing new in this speech, but there was something missing from this address. First, it was littered with lies. He said that border crossings are the lowest that they've been. It is trash. He has allowed nearly 10 million foreigners to come into a country and to invade the homeland. And he says, oh, you know, border crossings are low. Well, they're lower from the high that you established, and the only reason is you're bribing the Mexican government to temporarily make the numbers lower so that your regime can hold onto power. Joe Biden continues by saying, we need to save our democracy. Interesting. You need to save our democracy. The very same democracy that your own party doesn't believe in. Joe Biden felt as if he was giving a hostage video. This felt like something that someone who was being held by Hamas or the Taliban would say as they were reading the script. Blink twice if you're okay, Joe Biden. Joe Biden did not want to give this address. Joe Biden did not want to give this speech. Joe Biden, his entire life has been about becoming president of the United States. We know who Joe Biden actually is. He is a bad person. He has been for quite some time. He has weaponized the instruments of the federal government to go after conservatives, to go after Catholics, to go after moms and dads, a school board, to go after January 6th, peaceful defendants. And what Joe Biden did last evening was against his will. This was a hostage situation. Joe Biden lectures Americans on democracy, even while the defenders of democracy are the ones that launched a coup against him. Play cut 162.
It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. But in the defense of democracy, which is at stake, I think is more important than any title. I draw strength and I find joy in working for the American people. But this sacred task of perfecting our union is not about me. It's about you, your families, your futures. It's about we the people. We can never forget that. And I never have.
Joe Biden continues by saying nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. And every time you hear democracy, replace the word democracy with oligarchy. So he says, I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. Okay, there's something missing from this sentence. And what is missing is the lead. What is missing is the news item. What is not in Joe Biden's speech is the most telling and important component. He doesn't tell you why he is not running for re-election. He doesn't mention his health. He doesn't mention polling numbers. He doesn't mention his probability. And I think this is incredibly important. Joe Biden could have given cover fire for the coup plotters. Instead, there's kind of this mystique. There's a stench that holds over this entire situation. And I believe it's because Joe Biden is fuming mad at the people that removed him. And Joe Biden refuses to give them the one sentence they were asking for. Listen carefully. He does not tell you why. Now, we think we know why. Okay, it was health. And he looks terrible, by the way. He has aged another 10 years in the last 1 month. I don't know if he would have made it to the election. Is it poll numbers? Was it threats? Was it intimidation? Was it they go after your kids? What is it, Joe Biden? He won't tell you. And more importantly, he doesn't complete the loop. He doesn't close the circle. He leaves it open-ended. And it only, for a very careful listener, makes you even more suspicious. Is Joe Biden really going that willingly? And does Joe Biden harbor resentment and bitterness against Obama, Schumer, Pelosi, Kamala, that launched this summertime coup against his presidency? Play cut 165.
You know, in recent weeks, it's become clear to me that I need to unite my party in this critical endeavor. I believe my record as president, my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future, all merited a second term. But nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. It's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. But there's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
He was forced out, and his lack of a clear explanation shows how bitter he is. It shows how soured he is to this entire process. Joe Biden doesn't tell you why he's not running. Joe Biden does not tell you why he's dropped out of this race. So you're left kind of guessing. Well, I guess it's because of his health or because that he had bad poll numbers. And by the way, you needed John Meacham to help you with this, who, by the way, has really lost his talent. He's lost his fastball. Joe Biden is reading the script that was offered him, but you could tell that somebody X'd out a line. All Joe Biden had to say was this, which is, I've decided to, the way forward is to pass the new torch to a new generation. And looking at current poll numbers, and honestly, I've lost a little step in recent weeks and months, I don't necessarily think I'm the guy to do it. That's all he had to say. That's all he had to say. This does not make it easier for Kamala Harris, and let me tell you why. Kamala Harris is on, you know, a sugar high right now, going to Indianapolis, going to Houston. She's doing all this black power stuff. Fine. That's what she should be doing to consolidate the base of the Democrat Party, which is in a very weak position. But at some point, Kamala Harris is going to have to take questions. And she's going to have to debate Donald Trump. And now this is becoming a major campaign issue. A major campaign issue. What did you know and when did you know it, Kamala? What did you cover up, Kamala? Why is Joe Biden not running for re-election? Can she answer that question? You're the vice president. You saw him multiple times a week. Why is Joe Biden not running for re-election? What would her answer to that be? Oh, he thinks that it's because it's time to pass the torch to a new generation. What changed between July 11th and July 20th? What changed exactly? He was bitterly holding on to the presidency, running ads, doing rallies, saying that there will nothing that will make me drop out of this race. And now he's not? It's obvious that he was forced out. And Joe Biden's lack of that one sentence shows Joe Biden is not going to be an enthusiastic cheerleader. And maybe they don't need him. Maybe the machine can keep on grinding without him. But Joe Biden feels a Democrat scorned. And for good reason. Because Joe Biden was a loyal soldier to the regime. Want more money to Ukraine? You got it. You want to keep the borders open? You got it. He did everything that a Democrat apparatchik was asked of him. Every bill every executive order. He was a figurehead. And now he looks at the very same machine that he pandered to, the very same beast that he carried the water for 40 plus years in D.C., discards him when he's no longer useful. And he and his family are scorned and bitter over this. What that means, we do not know. But Joe Biden was betrayed by the very machine that he dedicated his life to. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly onto you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, and some of you may not even know about it. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, their premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 today. That is promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Get ready for Kamala fever. It's coming. The media is so nauseating right now. The media was kind of covering the Biden stuff for 3 weeks. They are all in as a Democrat super PAC, worse than I've ever seen them, So Ms. Harris, Kamala, has a new ad up. And you got to get ready, guys. This is all systems go. This is a 50-50 race. I know a lot of you don't like to hear that. And not to mention all of the shenanigans, the cutting of corners that they are going to do. This machine is just getting revved up. The good news is we're running up against a deeply unlikable, heartless, radical person. All of this was in the works well before Joe stepped down. This was all in the works in a subterranean fashion. This was happening below the surface. Now, this is Kamala Harris's new advertisement. It is deceitful. It is dishonest, but it's objectively a good advertisement. She's going after a idea of fake American freedom. Now, of course, these are the people that say, I want a woman to be able to do whatever she wants with her body. Where were you on mandatory vaccinations, Kamala? Kamala, do you believe that everyone that was kicked out of the military because they didn't take a vaccine, should they be able to come back in the military with back pay? Kamala, do you believe in vaccine mandates at colleges? Kamala, no, you don't believe in freedom. You believe in license. You believe in licentiousness. You do not believe in freedom. You believe in free stuff. But they are framing themselves as, well, we are the Freedom Party. And this is a very important thing. This is going to resonate with a lot of low information voters who they think their idea of freedom, this whole framing of how they view freedom is incredibly Marxist and postmodernist and post-structuralist at its core. I'm going to go through this in three parts. I want to go through this and analyze it because there are through lines here and we must be very observant and very careful running against this. And if we are not careful and if we are not clear, you're going to have to live with President Kamala Harris. Okay, let's begin. Let's play cut 170.
We choose freedom.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too.
The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We choose a future where no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care, where no one is above the law.
Yeah, okay, so actually this is part two. So let's start with this. First of all, they're flying gay pride flags. So that's their idea of freedom, is drag queen story hour and dancing in front of kids. I wonder, Kamala Harris, can you answer a question? Is your idea of freedom that you are not allowed to tell parents in the state of California when a kid identifies as trans? Is that your idea of freedom? Is your idea of freedom, Kamala Harris, that a 12-year-old can get their breasts chopped off. And since you're so into freedom, Kamala Harris, can I own an AR-15? Since you're so into freedom, Kamala Harris, am I allowed to frack? Since you're so into freedom, Kamala Harris, am I allowed to have a plastic straw? No, this is a fake, mutilated version of licentious-based freedom. Oh, you want what you think is freedom, which is just the ability to be able to please yourself. That is not freedom. That there is indulgence. It is giving little cookies to the masses. Now let's go back to part one. By the way, that song is Beyonce, which is not insignificant. Beyonce is a very, very popular artist. And that means that Beyonce signed over the rights to it. They're all in harmony right now. You're going to have big media, big Hollywood, big music, big tech, big government. Get ready for this. And I hope you guys have your vomit bags, because the machinery is assembling in record time behind Kamala. This is the beginning of the advertisement. Play cut 169.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? There are some people who think we should be a country of chaos, of fear, of hate. But us, we choose something different.
So this is an interesting thing. She says, what kind of country do you want to live in? That's bad framing. They never should have had that. Because we're living in the country that she's currently governing. Do you notice that they don't mention she's the vice president in this? This entire political advertisement feels as if it is a Obama challenging the status quo. She's the current vice president of a very unpopular regime. You can't afford groceries, she's to blame. The border is wide open, she's to blame. The Ukraine war, she went to the Munich Security Conference and taunted and provoked Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine. The hundreds of thousands of people dead in Ukraine, she's partially responsible. The hundreds of billions of dollars we've sent to Ukraine, she is partially responsible. The 110,000 drug overdoses every single year, she is partially responsible. Urban crime, she is partially responsible. Kamala Harris is the worst of American politics. She will say anything for power. She will do anything to ascend the political ladder. She will associate with anybody. She will grow very close to anybody. She is a demagogue. She does not have any sort of compassion for the forgotten men and women of this country. And the propaganda machine is about to get into full force here. And this election will truly be, it's not going to be black versus white. I think that's nonsense. It's not going to be Hispanic versus black. It'll be two separate divisions that will divide this election. It will be male and female. And it will be working class versus elite. Those are the two distinctions that will define the 2024 election. And to be honest with you, men are not nearly as reliable voters as women. And if they're going all in on a female-led strategy, they have the advantage. Women will vote in higher numbers. They're more likely to fill in their ballots. They're less likely to forget. However, if men get their act together and understand that the country and the civilization is at risk and on the line, we can neutralize that. The final part of the advertisement here, play cut 171.
We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win. So join us. Go to KamalaHarris.com and let's get to work.
I'ma keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
The Democrat base is losing it right now. Now, understand, the Democrat base has had like 18 months of pent-up energy. They've had no enthusiasm. And by the way, they're going to get even better advertisements and better framing. Her whole message is going to be female empowerment. Women can do whatever they want their bodies. This is going to be a political knife fight. It's going to come down to a couple hundred votes there, a couple hundred votes there, a couple thousand votes there. And it's going to require the enthusiasm, the grit. And they have this machine that was just waiting and it has just been turned on. Click, 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 doom, 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 doom. The whole machine is now on. They're sensing that they are close. And they are. They are close. And it's going to come down to how hard do we work? The machine can absolutely get her to become president of the United States. Absolutely. So how do we defeat that machine? That's where you come in. It's a, we have a movement. And you look at the opposite side. Donald Trump had a phenomenal rally yesterday in North Carolina. So you have this machine that is going to propagandize the public. They are going to run advertisements like you wouldn't believe. Hundreds of millions of dollars of ads are going to be deployed behind Kamala, even though that she is so cringe and she is so unlikable. And if you go on TikTok or Instagram, Gen Z thinks that she's Obama. You just got to laugh. Boy, your standard is pretty low if you're inspired by her. It doesn't matter. They were able to keep the Joe Biden presidency alive for 3.5 years in the eyes of half the country. They'll be able to portray her as cool in the eyes of many people. Don't count on that. And this is where everyone needs to download the Turning Point Action app. You have to wear your MAGA hat and your gear into public. You have to find new voters. Mail-in voting is easy. Voting early is easy. The days of where people were saying landslide, red wave, that is all over. There is going to be a Democrat energized, the Democrat energy the likes of which we have not seen in a couple years. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. It's happening right before our eyes. America's at the end stages of a Marxist revolution. The new documentary, Beneath Sheep's Clothing, is a stark commentary on the communist infiltration of American culture, pushing a Marxist ideology in our colleges, our churches, and media. Beneath Sheep's Clothing exposes the dark truth about the communist playbook. To overthrow America without firing a shot, we're told we'll be liberated from oppression, but instead, it takes away our freedoms to impoverish us and enslave us, to subvert control of our culture and government until we're just another Soviet communist state. The next step is a political revolution unless we the people wake up and reclaim our American values and freedoms. Don't miss the shocking documentary, Beneath Sheep's Clothing. Get the strategies and solutions to stop this before it's too late. Watch Beneath Sheep's Clothing. See the trailer now at salemnow.com. That is salemnow.com, salemnow.com. It's an open question of how this race is actually going to turn out. But early indicators show that, look, I mean, this is still early, that the race is tighter than it was with Joe Biden, as to be expected. New Emerson State polls show that Donald Trump up 6 in Arizona against Kamala in Arizona. Georgia, 2, pretty tight. Michigan, up 1, very tight. Pennsylvania, up 2. Wisconsin tied, which Wisconsin's one of the hardest states to poll. Now, there's very interesting dynamic. Kamala Harris here. Kamala. I always get it all messed up. Kamala Harris is going all in on trying to run up the score with Gen Z voters, suburban women, and black voters. That is her main emphasis and thrust. Interestingly, one of the areas where Donald Trump did not do as well in 2020 as he did in 2016 was with white voters. Was with working class white voters. Donald Trump improved almost every group, improved with blacks, improved with Hispanics, but white men did not show up in big numbers in 2020. A fascinating piece of data. In fact, Donald Trump had a double digit point turnout issue with white male voters in 2020 versus 2016. And this is my biggest fear heading into 2024, is that we might be winning in the polls, but they are not going to turn out and vote. Young ladies are very responsible. They'll fill out their ballot. They'll show up on time. Young men, very difficult to get them to do anything. Very, very difficult. I know one young man here in Scottsdale that I see quite often, and he's a big Trump fan. I was like, "You register to vote? Register to vote?" I text him. He says, I'll get to it. There's a reason why women do better in school and in college than men. They're better at dotting the crossing the T's and dotting the I's. They're far better at the details. Women tend to be better at micro tasks and better at follow through. And this is why, by the way, at Turning Point USA, our entire events department is female. There is not a single male that works in the events department. Not a single one. Meticulous, detail-oriented. They show up on time. And so young ladies will vote in bigger numbers because they will remember to fill out the ballot. They think it really matters. Young men, now they'll just forget about it. Women, men just, nah, it's a waste of time. Or if we do not mobilize massive amounts of working class voters, specifically in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin of working class whites, we will win the polls and we will fall short on election day and during voting month. And this is the opportunity of voting month, is we can do better with this community in real time, is that we don't have to go all in on just one day, is that we could do it over a 30 or 40 day window, chase those ballots, get them into the system. And the polling is a little bit disturbing right now because there's a difference between likely voters and registered voters. Donald Trump does better in polls that are just registered voters, people that are on the voting rolls. Donald Trump does worse on voters that are likely voters. In fact, when it's just likely voters, it is a near tie. And Kamala, they have a multi-billion dollar ballot chasing, voter registration, ballot harvesting machine that will neutralize this race. It's going to make it very, very tight. And she will go all in on an abortion message, on a female empowerment message, on a black power message. And so we have to harvest and chase the low propensity voters. And I'm seeing no evidence so far that young men are going to become super responsible in big numbers in the coming months. This is where we need to have thousands of full-time operatives on the ground. We're trying our best at Turning Point Action. We have hundreds and hundreds that we are hiring, but we need to activate them. You could end up winning in the polls and losing on election day of people that agree with Donald Trump and think Kamala is the worst, but they just end up not voting. They get lost in the data. On the other side is if young men and white men in particular in these states show up in record numbers and we do better with boomers, the path to victory is very clear. It is very simple. That really is the entire election. This will be a turnout election. If we fall short, it'll be because people that agree with us wouldn't take 2.5 minutes to fill out a piece of paper. So you have this machine that is going to prop up Kamala Harris. And by the way, just so you know, Kamala Harris is all about freedom. Her tweet in October of 2021, vaccine requirements work. It's not about politics, about keeping people safe. Oh, so you're all about freedom to be able to murder your unborn child, or freedom to be able to twerk in front of an 8-year-old in a library, but not the freedom to say no to an mRNA gene-altering shot. So maybe it's not all about medical freedom or bodily autonomy. It's not my body, my choice. It never has been for the Democrat Party. And we should run that vaccine mandate vector against them. Resurrect it, bring it back, because now that the vaccine has been shown to not be safe or effective, it has fallen out of favor with the American people. Donald Trump had a triumphant show of force yesterday that the media largely ignored, because the media right now is so high on their own supply of the drug called Kamala. It is a lethal drug, by the way. These guys can't see straight. They got euphoria from the whole Kamala thing. Donald Trump was in rare form last night. It was the best MAGA rally I've seen in quite some time. Let's play cut 156. This is B-roll. It was a packed audience of 8,500 people. That right there is a type of crowd that you would expect on the eve of an election. That is like an election eve vibe. This is late July, and he is drawing a crowd of 8,500 people. 8,500 people. Donald Trump went through a very effective and precise indictment of Kamala. This is a little taste of it. Play cut 154.
But this November, the American people are going to tell her No thanks, Kamala. You've done a terrible job. You've been terrible at everything you've done. You're ultra-liberal, and we don't want you here. We don't want you anywhere. Kamala, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired.
So those 8,500 people, they all need to commit to chasing 100 early ballots. We are going to release this in the month of August, but just as a little teaser at Turning Point Action, we are going to have a pledge card where you or anybody say, I pledge that I'm going to chase 100 people during voting month. And you could do that with a Turning Point Action app, that you could become a force multiplier. You download the app, we'll give you a list of 100 of your neighbors, and during the month of October or late September when ballots come out, you are relentlessly chasing those ballots. Imagine if all 8,500 of those people would just chase five ballots. Just five ballots. It's an exponential increase, and that is how we outperform the polls. President Trump continued with his indictment of Kamala. Let's go to cut 172, please.
If Kamala will lie to you so brazenly about Joe Biden's mental incapacity, then she will lie to you about anything. She can never, ever be trusted. She can't be trusted. And just like crooked Joe Biden, Kamala Harris is unfit to lead. She's unfit to lead. She'll destroy our country in a year. This country will be destroyed. A vote for Kamala is a vote for four more years of dishonesty, incompetence, weakness, and failure. Other than that, she's doing an excellent job.
When you go through the list of how radical she is, she wants to ban fracking, ban plastic straws, ban red meat. She wants to give amnesty to illegal aliens. She wants to give benefits to illegal aliens. She wants to make it a civil offense, not a criminal offense, to come across the southern border. She has bailed out rioters in the past. She says that defunding the police is a great idea that must be looked at. She has been rated the most liberal U.S. senator in America. The most liberal. The most liberal U.S. senator. And she's tried to back away from that. The race in front of us is very simple. It is Trump or bust. And my fear is that we will win the argument and we will not turn out in the major numbers we need. And even a 1% turnout issue could determine the entire election. And that's why you must join Turning Point Action and become a citizen force multiplier. Every single one of you can do that. And every day you go find new voters. I will not be able to live with myself if I have to hear the news say, President Kamala Harris. We have the ability to effectuate change. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.